Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday!
Friday.
A good Friday.
Yeah.
It's not good Friday. It's a good Friday.
Yep. It's a big weekend.
It is. I mean, we should just get right into how you're going to injure yourself while you're drinking this weekend.
Oh, gosh. Be careful.
Because it is one of those.
Take it easy.
Why don't you take it easy?
Take an Uber.
Take an Uber.
That's
yep.
what it is.
That's true.
Take a Lyft.
Take it medium. Take it medium. Is that
aight? Yeah. I think that's all right.
Okay. Because there's, I have the stats on drinking-related injuries.
Okay.
Since it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, Monica and I will be sipping on water down at the...
Catches at the parade.
St. Patrick's Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
Post-parade, we can't promise anything.
But the parade is the kickoff to everything. People gather in the streets and they, you know, watch the floats go by. Mm-hmm. Everyone's throwing candy and laughing. And then right after the parade... That's when the adults just kind of hang out downtown.
Yeah, bras come off. Day. Everyone starts throwing objects at each other, not just candy. They treat each other like human candy, all those things.
Yeah, people have a great time downtown.
The type of alcohol linked to the most injuries for men is beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just guessing that's a volume play.
Yeah,
that's all
that
one
that's
is.
That's what that is.
For women, vodka.
I love vodka.
I know.
Vodka with a splash. Yeah, that's my...
With a splash of jail, that's what it is.
Buddy. That's my drink.
Top five overall, beer, vodka, whiskey, tequila, and rum. Those are your five injuries. Let's see, most common drinking injuries, bruises, cuts, scratches, broken bones, and sprains.
Makes sense. People fall, get a scratch there.
Leg, arm, face, hand, head. That's your order of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Here, just so you know, the most common place to get hurt while you're drinking is at a house party.
With the stairs, probably.
You know, I think there's things. There's stairs.
It's like, can I use your bathroom? And then you fall up. If you're not familiar with the home,
I would think it has a lot to do with the fact that you know, you go to a bar. It's a bar. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You stand there. It's a bar. At a house, there's lots of objects that aren't usually, you know, lamps and vases.
Lots
of
rooms.
Uh huh.
Lots of rooms where you get lost. Not
silverware, yeah. Knives, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Windows, mm-hmm. You know, just lots of things. So there you go. Most common occasions for drunk injuries are birthdays, New Year's Eve, college party, and work celebration. So
enjoy. Be careful and mm-hmm. have fun, though.
Right.
Enjoy the day.
Just
is this weather
medium.
Messing with us, by the way? Is this like...
Oh.
Is this weather messing with us?
You mean like last year?
Like last year? Because, I mean...
Don't do it, Monica.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say anything because yesterday was great, right?
It was.
It was great. It was almost to the point where I'm like, do we turn the air on?
Yeah, you almost had
hot.
To. Depending on the kind of house you have, if you don't have good airflow, that would
it'd
be...
It'd get hot upstairs.
Yep, it'd be a day you'd have to do that. But we will not...
I won't say anything.
We will not
mm-hmm.
declare
anything.
The end of winter around
no.
here. We don't declare anything. I do don't. Declare showers today, high 69. That's all I do
that's
declare.
That's all you declare. That's all you can declare.
Yep. Last year, we were burned. We were burned, both of us. And y'all still text in to 52353 and rub it in. So
I know.
We will not give you that satisfaction
mm-mm,
for mm-mm. another year.
Mm-mm. Please don't do it.
You go hate on the groundhog. That's what we're talking about.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Do you have an igloo cooler at your house?
An igloo cooler.
One of those massive coolers where you put all your drinks in.
Oh,
and
so you
all
just
that
mean
stuff.
Like the igloo brand?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have one of those.
Uh-huh.
Recall.
Yeah. What?
A recall after a 5-year-old boy, he got locked in one of the coolers for hours, and they said they couldn't hear his voice. Yes, a recall as of today on those coolers.
How do you get trapped in a cooler?
They said he was playing hide-and-go-seek, and he decided to, and there's security footage of the little boy hopping into the cooler, and the door just slams down on him.
And
but
he
it
couldn't
locks.
Get out.
It locks.
Oh, my God. It's got a
yeah,
lock
it has
on
a lock
it.
On it. It immediately locks.
That's scary.
So people don't need... So folks didn't know. The parents didn't know. They're looking all over for him, and they couldn't really hear his voice because it was muffled by the cooler.
You really have to hammer home with children how dangerous hide-and-seek is as
it
a
is.
Game. It's
you
funny.
You have to be careful.
We attack things like dodgeball and football and every other mm-hmm. thing, but we forget hide-and-seek because they try to hide. They try to wedge themselves
that's the game.
Into things.
That's the game. And the little boy, you can tell that he didn't expect the door to just slam down and lock.
Yeah.
So now they said that it's a recall going on, and they are going to offer free kits to help you replace the latch on the cooler if you want.
You really need a lock on a cooler.
No, I guess.
I guess if you live in bear country, then maybe you do.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like you'd get a regular
Unless
one.
Unless you're doing something illegal.
Yeah, my kids, man, I had to start yelling at them because them and all the neighborhood kids were playing hide and seek down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved crawling behind the television because down in my basement, it's a kid trash zone pretty much.
They have fun to play. Yeah.
So they play Xbox and everything. And I still have one of those big screen TVs down there. You know, the ones you wheel around and everything. It works fine. Yeah. What do I care? It's down in the crap room. So that's it. They love to try to crawl behind that thing to hide.
Oh.
Which means tangle themselves up in a mass of wires, rip the wires out of the back of the TV, pull them all apart. I'm like, no hiding in there.
No.
Get out of there.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, so dangerous coolers. I remember as a kid once, I don't know why it was there. It was either me or my next door neighbors. We had an old refrigerator that was being thrown out, and it was the same thing. We were going to play hide and seek, and I remember telling my neighbor, why don't you get in the refrigerator?
Get in the fridge, yeah.
And I kept trying to put him in there, and he's like, I don't want to hide in there. It's scary. I'm like, get in there. It's a good place to hide.
Oh.
In hindsight, I feel very guilty about that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, but as a kid, you're just playing. You don't see the danger in it. Clearly, the little boy, he didn't think about it, and this is the first incident ever.
And then he was trapped. Yeah, so be careful.
Now you learn. Luckily, he's okay.
Igloo cooler recall if you got one with the lock on it, and if nothing else, even just with regular coolers, you got to talk to your kids. It's a scary diamond, but it's still a diamond of the day.
Something for you to think about.
K92 Morning Thang. Monica, Zach, Antoine, Monday. Finally joining the show on Monday. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Today is his last day at his other work. There's probably cupcakes or something.
I think so. Probably some kind of little party.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I would hope so. Because if there's no party, then I'm really nervous what we're getting.
Oh, well, his feelings would be hurt.
My feelings would be like, what, did we take away the bad one? What happened here? Oh, no.
I imagine there's something.
No, I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Antoine currently works at the Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center.
Yep.
So everybody at BRAC, shout out to them.
Hey.
Hopefully you're enjoying it. Maybe it's a green frosting cupcake or something.
For St. Patty's Day weekend, yeah.
Parade weather looking pretty good, I think. It's supposed to be rain showers today and maybe some thunder rumbles tonight. It's going to be a lot cooler. Temperature's going to be dropping later today. Warm today, high almost 70.
Woo.
But tomorrow, sunny, breezy, high 53.
Take that. That'll be fine.
But don't let that deceive you at 11 o'clock in the morning, Monica. That means wear gloves.
Yep.
You're going to be sitting outside for a couple hours. You need a jacket. You need gloves, that sort of thing. It's not going to be completely unpleasant, but you definitely want to make sure that you are moving in the right direction. So if you are not going to the parade and you want to watch it on TV, you can do so. It's on WZBJ24 and on the Channel 7 Facebook page. Hit it up there. And take care of it. If you want to try to call out sick on Monday after St. Patrick's Day.
There's going to be some people.
Just how dare you, really? Come on. Just go out on Saturday.
Yeah, they go. I think a lot of people will go out Saturday, especially after the parade. So you have Sunday to just kind of, you know.
Or Sunday brunch. Just go out for brunch. Go hard at brunch.
Yeah.
And then go sleepy time at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon if you want to be that irresponsible. But yeah, I'm sorry, man. Anyone that calls in sick on Monday.
I don't think they will.
You get the massive side eye. I have the tips of how to call in sick. Should I even bother?
No. No, don't tell
them. Yeah, you're right. I'm not telling you anything.
Mm-mm.
You get no tips.
No, you go to work.
You call in sick on Monday. You better have a picture of you throwing up on yourself. That's it.
Yeah, if you have to call in sick Monday, that means you did damage all weekend, like some terrible stuff.
It does stink if you legitimately woke up real sick, not hangover sick, but actual sick.
Like you don't feel well. You're like, dude, I just really don't feel good. I was in.
Because nobody believes you.
No.
I understand that. I went through that one year. It was Christmas vacation. I took 2 weeks off at Christmas. Okay.
Was that when you had the flu?
And I got the stomach bug the night I was supposed to go back to work in the morning. And I missed 2 more days because of that. But I had to call in
sick. You were legit sick.
I was. But it's like, hey, I understand. I've just been off since last year. But not coming to work tomorrow. Sorry.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the dupla.
It's the digital age now, Monica.
It is.
And there are new rules.
What new rules?
New rules for communicating in the digital age.
Okay.
Listen to me. I sound like a robot when I say
you do.
That. Communicating in the digital age. But there are rules.
Like what?
I'm going to give you ones that I agree with. and ones that I don't agree with at all.
Okay.
That are on this thing. So here's some that I agree with. Don't randomly FaceTime people. Amen. Amen all day long. Now,
yeah.
If you want a video chat, then you got to shoot them a text first. That is the etiquette.
Well, you know, I realized while in New York, all my girlfriends, they would just randomly do FaceTime. And I wasn't like prepared. Like I was just waking up and it was FaceTime.
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah. I like the mystery of the phone, of not being able to see. This is FaceTime is for talking to your kids when you're out of town. Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of FaceTime.
Or flirting with your significant other, if you want to do that.
Yeah, but everyone called. It was through FaceTime.
That's crazy.
All the calls.
No, no. But fine. If you want to, fine. But don't just randomly FaceTime people. I just don't see FaceTime as a normal conversations thing. Anyway, here's another one. If someone you know comments on a photo or video that you posted, you're supposed to respond.
Yes.
You have to. It doesn't have to be a written response, but you have to at least click a like or a love.
You acknowledge that you've seen it. Yeah. Yeah.
I try to do that for just about everybody. I mean, if they took the time, then I should take the time on the other side. Don't switch. This is a big one that I agree with. Do not switch to a different form of communication. You know what that means? That means if I text you, Monica, don't start calling me. I have already initiated the fact that we're texting.
I do that. Yeah, I do. I'm like, well, now I can't. If you're driving, you don't text and drive, first of all.
Okay.
So you call.
Well, that's an exception.
Yeah.
That is the one exception. You say, look, I'm going to call you because it's easier to do this instead of in text or whatever.
Yeah, but if you're at home.
But yeah.
Yeah, you text.
Don't like your own posts. I would agree. It's pathetic.
I don't really see that.
It's pathetic. When people do it.
I'm trying to think, have I seen someone like their own post, like purposely do that?
I know.
It's one thing to be an accident.
Sure. But another thing to type it out and then say, you know, this is going to be so good. Like, I put
I'm
it right
like
there
my
right
own
away.
No.
These are ones I agree with. I have a bunch I don't agree with. One more. It's perfectly acceptable now to just text happy birthday. That counts as a birthday wish.
Yep.
I think that's cool.
That's fine.
That's good.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. There's two I don't agree with at all. And the first one is they say that you're not supposed to use K and LOL in text. K in particular is the one that I take issue with because I think it is fine to use K.
Well, K could come off like an attitude or K. Like I would take it as an attitude text.
Well, it's not. Okay. Okay.
But K, no, but we don't know that.
Monica,
that's with text messages, that's the problem.
We are busy
know the
here
tone.
In the digital age. I don't have time for an O, okay? I just don't have time for it. Vowels cost money. Have you never watched Wheel of Fortune? K is not allowed, so fine. Whatever. I don't agree with that one. And this one I don't agree with either. It says you don't have to leave a voicemail. Everybody has caller ID, so you don't have to leave them a message because they already know that you called, which is exactly what Monica does to me every single time she calls
me. No message.
I don't call you back.
No.
You notice that I don't call you back, right?
Well, if it's important, I'll leave a message.
That's the way I look at it. And I'm sorry, if you call me and you don't leave a message, I will not call you back at all because that to me says I really had nothing to say.
Well, I agree with that because I don't care if you don't call back because if I don't leave a message, then I'm sending you the message.
And it is accurate that for the most part, Monica...
I don't
have anything important.
And sometimes I call people and I say, I don't really want anything. I'll start the conversation like that. Then I'm going to take up time just because I want to talk to you.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. You got to leave a message. If you need something, you need to state your business.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what it is. So I'm prepared.
Yeah.
I want to know. And I don't like call me. That's useless also. No, I want to know what's going on. And if you're someone that says, I never check my voicemails, you suck also. Mad at you.
Check your voicemails.
Anyone with a full voicemail? I don't trust those people. There is no one in my life that I associate with whose voicemail box is full because I will dump
Come
you as
on.
A friend. You're
really?
Out.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Because mine's full. But I check them.
Nice
I just
knowing
don't delete
you.
Them.
Nice knowing you, Monica. Bye. Fang hacks are next. What's she gonna come up with? What's she gonna do to us now? Especially because we're not friends anymore, so she don't care about me at all. Find out next.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
We'll get mine out of the way first because it's helpful.
Okay.
Then we'll get to whatever it is Monica is doing to us today.
Helping you out as well.
What is yours about your fang hack? We try to come up with little things just that we've learned or we've found or we've discovered or we've experienced to try to help you out.
That's right. And we're approaching spring and summer, so I'm going to help you out during the ball games, like different.
Oh, the ball
different
games.
When you're outside and you want to really see what's going on, I'm going to help you out.
Okay. During the ball games.
During different games and being outdoors.
So if you're watching football, even though it's not football season.
It's not football season, but people
ready.
Are going to be outdoors. I'm going to help you out.
I learned a helpful little thing. This is for people who have iPhones. Mm-hmm. Droids, I can't help you. I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah.
Maybe you have something similar. scanning a document. Isn't that just so annoying?
Yes, it is.
You get a certain situation. Someone says, could you scan a copy of this? Could you scan it and send it to me? I mean, it's got a scanner.
I know.
Anymore.
At work.
I know, exactly.
You have to
at work.
At work only.
I would say at this point in my life, 90% of my friends either don't have a printer at their house or it's broken.
Mine's broken.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it just sits there. I don't know why we still have it. Because really, I use the printer here.
Yep.
You know?
And
but I really have
then
to.
If someone, it's scan this document to me. Such a pain.
You only scan
what are you doing? Like a fax machine? Or even if you're doing, you have a copy machine that'll email it. All of ours here, it's always jacked up. You can scan right on your iPhone, Monica.
What?
Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. Are you messing with me? Did you know? All right. So I didn't realize this though, but in the Notes app, which comes on your iPhone, there's when you do the little righty thing in the bottom right-hand corner, a little notebook-looking thing, you pop up, and there's a little plus sign. You click it.
Mm-hmm.
It says scan document. So you can put a piece of paper down, and it will find the text on the paper.
Yep.
You hit it, and this is different than taking a picture, because, yes, you could just take a picture of it, but it'll scan specifically the text, and then you draw a little box
really
around
clear.
It, and then you have it. So it's clear. So if someone says, I need you to scan that and send it to me,
it's right
there on your phone.
Yeah.
No steps at all. So that is fantastic. I'm helping people.
And I am helping people as well.
At the ball games.
At ball games, but really anytime. If you're outside and you're trying to video something, but you're like, okay, I zoomed in, but it's a little grainy.
Okay, yeah, because that does happen again.
You know,
if you're trying to, especially everyone, you're just using your phone.
You're just using it. If you're trying to video something.
You zoom in
at a distance.
And I get it where I'm at one of my kids' things, some sort of performance or whatever, and you zoom in. You think, okay, I'm zoomed in, but then it's just
kind of grainy.
It's
to
grainy,
the point where
it's
you
not
can't
enough.
Really see.
Exactly.
Solution, binoculars. Hold them up to your phone and zoom in using the binoculars and you can see. Yeah, it'll be right there. It'll be nice and clear.
Wait.
So hold your phone up, binoculars right here.
And put the binoculars in front of it.
Yes.
That doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
You can't actually do that.
Why can't you?
Because you can't. Have you tried?
I will try then.
So you haven't even tried.
I haven't tried.
Have you seen this done by anybody? No, you have not.
It will work.
No, it won't.
It will work.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will work.
Monica,
will work.
If I hold my phone up to a telescope, I can't film the moon, okay? No, there's no way that's real.
Have you tried?
No, but you
All
haven't
right,
either.
Then.
You're the one that comes
in
here.
I tried.
You're supposed to be able to prove these
All
things.
All right, then. All right. We're going
Can't
to try
just
it.
Throw these things out in the air and say, yeah, try it. Does it work? I don't know. That's on you to figure out.
Well, okay, then. Big
mic drop.
Yeah, but somebody out there, I guarantee. They have tried it.
If I had binoculars right now, I would try it.
We all have all kinds of crap in this studio. But we don't
got no
we
binoculars.
Have a kite and everything else.
So we need help. Maybe that's what it is, Monica. You tie your phone to a kite, and then that way you can fly the kite closer to the action.
That's a solution right there as well.
Nobody said good solution. We just said solution. So 52353, text in. If I don't believe this works. I think you are full of it.
Well, we never know until we try it.
And you've had worse thang hacks than this, but I do believe this one's going to be proven as the most useless and fraudulent of all of them.
We shall see.
Prove me wrong now, I dare you. Trending on the way.
Mm-mm-mm.
Men, your time sleeping through the night while mama's taking care of the baby might officially be over in a very embarrassing fashion. That's next in the trending.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono.
It's a Friday!
Yeah!
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Uh-huh.
What are you uh-huh and what?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh what?
What? Thank hacks. Yeah, shout out to one of my girlfriends, Melanie, too. She texted me personally.
Oh, so you get one text from some woman you...
And then
I don't know
I look
this
at
person.
The screen, Zach. Say what? You see some text messages rolling in?
I see some on both sides. I don't know. I see some. Your thang heck is ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Wait, holding binoculars up to your phone so you can get a clear video or picture. Yes. Folks are texting in. Thank you, by the way.
No.
But they say that it worked for them.
You want to know why it's not going to work?
What?
Because if I see you doing that, I am going to smash your phone and binoculars on the ground. I'm going to swat them out of the way. So you are not going to get a clear picture.
Don't be a hater.
Because you are going to get your dork punishment
Thank
that you deserve.
Y'all. Texting in. You can text in anytime to 52353.
Chris
texted
in.
Work.
He is the president of the Morning Thang Fan Club Raven chapter. He's also the only person that lives in Raven, but he says it's stupid, so I'm going with him.
You and Chris.
He's the president.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
None of these other people are elected officials. They don't know anything.
All right. That's what you say. That's what he says.
All right. See, look.
What?
There's people that say, I've tried it. It works, but not well. So, I mean, come on.
But it still worked, though. No, I take that as it still worked for them.
If something doesn't work well, it doesn't work. Okay.
It still worked. They still did it.
Okay, so if I say, how's your marriage going?
Like
you say,
scope.
Well, it's working, but not well. Do you consider that
a working
different.
Marriage?
That would
be terrible, yeah. But
no,
I will.
Is that a working marriage?
But with this, in this situation, it works for them.
Mm-hmm. It works poorly. So if you would like something,
someone
anything
says it
had
work.
To work poorly, it'll work, just not well.
Courtney from Roanoke says it does work. Uses it to take pictures.
Courtney probably takes her steak medium well, so I can't take her opinion for anything either. Fine, whatever.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Mothers out there, especially new moms, may be excited about this.
You think so?
Well, finally, he has to help out.
Okay.
He can't use that, well, you're the one who breastfeeds, so I don't have to get up in the middle of the night.
No excuses.
Yep, because now men can breastfeed, Monica.
Okay.
That's right.
How so?
Father's nursing assistant. Do you remember Meet the Fockers, the movie?
I never watched that movie.
Okay.
I know, but what's...
But you know, so in Meet the Fockers, in the second one is the little kids,
mm-hmm.
the little Fockers, and Robert De Niro's character invented this way to breastfeed.
Okay.
And now based on that, they've actually invented this thing.
I watched on Netflix, there's a show, Working Moms.
Okay.
And there's a scene where the dad has a machine, like, and it's like...
Yeah, so
what are you doing there?
Well, during the breastfeeding stage, Greg, infants can get very confused and upset when they're separated from their mothers. So I invented something to ease LJ's anxiety during chow time. I call it the mannery gland. Would you like to touch it?
I wouldn't.
Oh, come on, feel how soft it is.
I can see how soft it is from here.
No, feel it, Greg.
It's very, it looks very, yeah.
Just feel the brush, Greg.
Now it's a thing. Father's nursing assistant, so there's milk. There's a milk tube on one side
uh-huh.
and then the fake boob on the other,
yeah.
And it channels in there.
Okay.
So if you always wanted to, now you can. Or
it's
if you always
chance.
Wanted to make him go do it, you could do that as well.
Number two
trending. Monica, you want to be healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get sick.
No.
You're going to have to eat your boogers then.
Eat your boogers. So we're going back to childhood days. They say, don't do it. Now they're telling you to do it.
That's what this doctor says. Meg Lemon, who
Meg.
Sounds like a cartoon
it
character.
It doesn't sound real at all.
It doesn't
Meg
sound
Lemon.
Real. If I walk in, hi, I'm your doctor, Dr. Meg Lemon.
Like, get out of town.
I need a
Whatever.
New. Are you an imposter?
Yeah.
You from that
Lemon.
Leo,
Dr. Lemon.
Dr. Lemon. Dr. Meg Lemon.
And she's telling you to eat your boogers. Yay.
Said, you got to pick your nose and eat it. Because of the bacteria. And this is a situation where they're kind of giving extreme examples of,
uh-huh.
oh, if food falls on the floor, pick it up and eat it.
Yeah.
And they blame antibacterial soap, Purell, things like that.
I've heard that so many times, yes.
We're too sterile is
mm-hmm.
what it is. And she's
We're creating
saying,
the super bug.
Get yourself a little super snack. It's right there and it's mm-hmm. waiting for you.
Number one.
So says that Meg Lemon. Get out of here. I love this story about this poor, stupid hipster.
Aw.
So they do, MIT did a study recently that looked into a thing called the hipster effect. And this is interesting because it explores the reason why so many people who say, I'm anti-conformist, okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to do it the way everybody else does it.
Right.
I'm going to do it my own way. And how all of the people that say, I'm going to do my own thing, end up looking alike.
Yeah.
Because you think a hipster is one of them. That we're gonna.
I'm different, unique, and uh-huh. eccentric. Okay.
And then everybody's attempt to go against the grain becomes exactly
the same.
Because
I always say with rappers,
uh-huh.
I'm different, I'm unique, I'm a little pump, a little this, and they're
yeah.
all the same. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, exactly. So they do this story, and they have a picture in the story of a hipster.
Uh-huh.
They get an angry email from this guy, and he says, how dare you use my picture? You didn't give me I didn't give you any permission. I am going to sue you. This is against the law. How dare you? And their response, sir, that is not you. it wasn't him.
That's embarrassing.
He thought it was him.
Like, it's not me. Are
They've
you sure?
captured my unique look, my anti-conformist. Oh.
What? You sure that's not me?
Yep. So it wasn't him.
Oh, wow.
So it just further proved the study all the way down the line instead.
Embarrassing.
Who or what needs to be told, fork you, hipster lookalikes? Man, I'm going to tell you about Gutter Squirrel. That's on the way next. Fork you! Fork you! Who or what needs to be told, fork you? They don't define your weekend.
No, they don't.
Or it doesn't define your weekend.
Yeah, you gotta get rid of it for the weekend.
Because it's not necessarily a person. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it can be another living creature.
Yep.
Or it can just be a thing. Who or what needs to be told,
fork you!
Monica Brooks, make it happen.
Fork
what you got?
You to my shoes.
To your shoes.
My gym shoes are falling apart, and I love these shoes. I mean, I have wore them out. But I'm like, oh, these are my favorites.
So these shoes that you love so much.
Yeah, I'm not clearly not a big shoe person. And even for a lady.
You're not, yeah.
I'm not at all. I never have been. So when I get a pair of shoes that I love and they work for me, I will wear them out. I wear those suckers out.
Yeah, they get to the point that they are disgusting a little bit.
Yeah, well, these are my favorite gym shoes.
And I think about your favorite UGG-style boots from back in the day.
Oh, yeah, those things, they're gone.
And your swollen, pregnant feet just blew those things to smithereens.
They were so comfy.
So, Monica, is your shoe talking at you?
It's starting to.
You know when your shoe talks?
Yep. Gets a little flap.
Yeah.
Open.
I know. I have a pair of shoes. I have a couple pairs of shoes that are, I got them all around the same time, and they're all starting to talk to me.
Oh, no. You got to toss them all out.
I don't want to toss them all out.
There's no way to save them, right? There's no kind of special glue, I guess.
The cobbler, Monica. There's got to be a cobbler somewhere.
I think so.
I don't think they cobble athletic shoes, though, so
no,
it's pretty much done on that.
I'm gonna buy some more.
Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
I'm going to say fork you, gutter squirrel.
The gutter squirrel?
The gutter squirrel.
The squirrels are kind of cool.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they
squirrels
are.
Suck. I can't stand them. They're rats.
With personality.
Yeah, and I don't like their personalities. That's the problem
with
I have.
Gutter squirrel?
I got a squirrel that's living in one of my gutters, and he is disrupting things.
What's he doing?
Living in one of my gutters.
What is he doing that's so bad? He's just hanging out, right?
No, he's making pieces fly of the house off and everything, too, because I have those guards on my gutters.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have the fancy, expensive guards. You know the ones I'm talking about. But there are these things you can slide in that let the rainwater in, but they keep all the leaves out. Well, Dingleberry has figured out a way to sort of get into the gutter.
Oh.
From the spigot or the spout hole, the gutter hole, whatever you want to call it. And now he's just hanging around in there. I can always hear him crawling around in the gutter.
It's his house.
It's like a little tunnel.
Uh-huh.
And now he has knocked one of the guards off.
See, now that's a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I came out there.
The property.
He done turned his house. He said, well, I want an open-aired porch. So it was hanging off. I had to pull it down. It was cracked. He cracked it.
Now it's time to send him an eviction notice.
Oh, I know.
He has to go.
Poison. That's his eviction notice. Aww. So now I got to go up there and fix it. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
It's your turn. You need to free it up for the weekend, too. Prize for our favorite. So who or what needs to be told? 774-9236. 800-468-9236. Also, hit us up on the text, 52353. Fork you. Then, top moments of the week. What do we do around here? We'll get to it on the thing. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
You gotta get rid of it for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you got extra, like fork you DMV. Ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Why is
but they try to make it easier with online.
No. No,
pay
they don't.
Pay that dollar.
Their online
knockout stuff.
Interface is wretched. Just trying to mess around with it this morning. Now I'm locked out of my account.
Yeah, you need a password. You got to answer all those questions.
It's just their whole layout. It's just
what
ugly.
What is the name of your pet ferret? Yeah, I'll call something like that.
I know. I went to, it was fine. Let me just try to recover my password. And it gave me 8 security questions. And it was, who is your first boss? Like, what? What is going on here? Stupid interface. Yeah. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, lay it out, my friend. What's up?
So my in-laws came down from Pennsylvania, and they had it planned for like a week. And Sunday, it changed that they weren't coming down. Then Monday late, I found out that there was originally 2 coming down, then there was 3 coming down.
Okay.
Then they were supposed to come down today and be here after work. Well, that changed, and they were coming down yesterday.
Yesterday?
What?
Yeah, they were coming down Thursday, so they showed up like Okay, so then two became three, and three became four. And then they showed up down here. They were supposed to show up after me and my wife got off work. They ended up showing at 12 o'clock noon.
Who are these people that live such a schedule-free existence? Like, what is going on? Do they have jobs?
Yes, but the one is my wife's sister is switching jobs, so they wanted to take a little trip before she started her new job.
Okay.
Well, then
this is hurting my head, all of this.
Uh-huh.
You know what this is? Fine.
It's crazy.
You know, this is what this opens the door for, since they were coming down from Pennsylvania, Monica.
What's that?
We're going to make a bunch of Pennsylvania Dutch Amish quilt jokes instead. That's all it
is. Of jokes.
Mm-hmm. Did they come down on a horse and buggy, okay. Brian?
No.
Yes, they did. No, you're supposed to say yes. Yes, they did. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Let's get Amanda in here. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
All right. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
Amanda.
I just want to say fork you to the random stink bug that was flying around in my family room last night.
Yeah. Boy, they come out.
I know it's coming.
I know. As soon as the temperature gets above about 51 degrees. Mm-hmm. Amen.
They're right there.
I just showed up out of nowhere.
And they're grown.
I know. They're full grown.
You don't see the baby stink bugs.
Never seen a baby stink bug in my life, Monica.
No.
I've never even seen two stink bugs together, so I don't even know how they do it to make the first one.
You know, it's like they spit into the air and just create another one.
I think that's what it
is.
Yep.
That little stink funk that comes out creates a new one.
That's what it is. Now we know where they come from. It's when you flush your toilet and all the flecks fly in the air, the microscopic flecks. Those become your stink
bugs.
That's
right.
Exactly. Oh, Amanda, thank you so much. That was Amanda W. Here's other Amanda. Hi, other Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
I want to say fork you to you and Monica.
Oh, I think I know why.
Filet of fish song.
Oh, no.
I got in the elevator at work this morning, and I was dancing to it.
Give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
Woo!
Give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
Amanda, we love you. Because you know what? Because Jared, he was upset too. My husband Jared was upset yesterday because of that filet of fish. He heard it, and he said, I don't think I remember that song, but now it's stuck in my head.
I had forgotten it.
Yeah.
And then Monica brought it back yesterday.
The commercial's out.
And I had even forgotten it. Amanda, after yesterday, I had forgotten until you brought it back up. So really, this is your fault.
I mean, I guess it is.
I don't know. You know, all we can say to that is,
give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
Woo!
Give me that filet of fish. Give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on that wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
All right, Amanda, hang on. We'll get you a prize at least, okay?
A filet of fish, that is.
Okay.
Man, we should have those. Somebody's got to call McDonald's today.
I know.
Why are we not
and
giving those
song,
away?
And that song, I'm telling you, is going to be stuck in your head today. And it makes you dance. It sure does.
Yeah.
Give me that filet of fish.
Yep, sorry, we suck.
You are listening to the hottest morning show. You're hearing Monica.
You know I love questions.
Yes, you do.
And Zach.
I feel like there's no coincidences, and it is, in fact, the robots.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Tiny house revelations, a massively clogged toilet, and a competition big toe are on the way.
Yeah.
In the top clips of the week. Fork you, who or what needs to be told? You got to free it up for the weekend.
Fork you!
Text 52353. Fork you, Mother Nature, for screwing up every weekend. This weekend looks good, though.
I know.
Finally, I think.
Yeah, knock on wood.
So don't anger her, man.
Mm-mm.
Oh, they also point out, fun fact of the day, stink bugs are asexual and can reproduce on their own. Oh, no.
Nope. Wrong.
There you go.
That's why they just show up.
Yep.
They are a little tidbit. They're gross. Shout out to Gabriel. It's his 9th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Loves the birthday scams.
Aww.
So, Gabriel, I'm here to let you know that your birthday party has been canceled.
It's a scam!
Hey! I fooled you. Oh, my God. I tricked him. I know
He's
I
like,
did.
Thank goodness.
See what else we have going on here. Not the stink bugs. Oh, this one. Fork you to the giant wolf spider that was hanging out near my room and was big enough to set off a Snapchat filter.
They can get pretty big. Yes. Yeah, I saw one of them downstairs. And, I had to leave them. I had to leave the body just in case.
Yeah. You know, I have to confess, I hadn't been on Snapchat in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize now, they must have made some modification, but you can totally put filters on your dogs now. Way easier.
Well, yeah.
It used to never do that. That would never recognize their face.
Oh, yeah. It picks up anything now.
Yeah, they knew.
Mm-hmm.
They knew wolf spiders and dogs were the way to go.
Is that big? That's scary.
Finally, I feel like we should at least pat ourselves on the back since everyone else hates us for that fish song.
I told you the commercial is back out.
I know. Text 52353. You just brought back an amazing memory. My dad got my little sister and I a plaque with a fish that sang that song, and he regrets it to this day. We wore out the batteries multiple times. That's Kristen in Hurt, and she says, thanks for making me completely crack up and made my bad week a great one. So, Kristen.
Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish. Woo! Give me back that filet of fish. Give me that fish.
Woo! All right, we won't play it again till at least Monday.
Yeah.
Till Monday. I don't know. At least for
if
today, we'll
right.
stop. We're good. Yeah. You know what? I don't even make
if
a promise for today.
Right.
If it feels right, I have no idea. The week that was, Monica Brooks.
Mm-hmm. What happened this week?
So many things.
What do?
We here forget. In our final week without Antoine.
I know.
This is the end of the Monica and Zach only show.
It comes to an end.
And we are thrilled. We hate each other.
You
we
stop.
Need Antoine.
You stop it.
We can't take it anymore. It's mostly because of our romantic tension, which is...
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. We need to breathe. Somebody needs to be in here to break the tension.
And that's Antoine, Terrell.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. So we will make googly eyes over the top of his bald head starting on Monday. But what did we do around here during the week? We count them down on a Friday. Top clips. Number 3. So I learned that apparently my future involves a tiny house.
Oh, I know it does.
Yeah, whether I like it or not, my future involves a tiny house. But I figured out the workaround to all of it. So I suppose if I got one of those ones that's on wheels and I could drag it around.
You could. Drag your house around.
Then I'm always home.
That's right.
So then we can travel, but also home.
So people invite you over. They're like, just bring your home.
Yes, exactly. And I'll make my wife drive since this was her vision. Uh-huh. So I won't even leave the house.
No excuses there.
Now I figured it out. Because teleporting, look, it's never going to happen. I mean, never say never, but
right.
Okay, it's probably not happening. Mm-hmm. So I can't just teleport to, you know, some other city.
But your tiny house?
But if I make her drive and I'm just sleeping and I wake up, oh, look, we're in Nashville. Yes!
How excited is that?
It's like being teleported. Now I've figured out how this is going to work.
So you're in for the tiny house.
Sure. I guess I always have the car that I can go sleep in. That could be... That's the man cave. That's what it
what?
Is. There it is.
Mm-mm.
Now I'm going to live the tiny house life.
The tiny life.
Yeah, because I'll be driven around by somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, while I'm living the tiny life, Monica Brooks is living the toe life.
Oh, the toe. The big toe.
You'll just be sitting home staring at your own big toe because there's a competition going on.
Yeah, but this involves my big toe.
This is definitely a weird competition.
Because go back to Halloween. I get my nails done and stuff. I get my toenails done. I get black nail. I love black nail polish.
Okay.
Well, I get my toes done for Halloween in black. All the nail polish is off, right? Nail polish is off my toes by now.
Sure, because that was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Well, except for my big toe. Because I'm putting it to the test to see how long the polish will last. And right now there's a little strip of that nail polish from back at Halloween that is still on my big toe. I mean, of course, I take care of my feet, but at the same time, that nail polish, I'm leaving it there just to see how long it can go.
And how's Lil Strip doing this morning?
It's still there.
Okay.
Still hanging on.
That'll be your new sidekick.
Lil Strip.
Monica Brooks, Lil Strip. get Lil Strip a neck tattoo, and it'll be perfect. Top clip of the week. Sometimes we have hissy fits.
Yes, we do.
Even as adults. And sometimes they involve plungers.
Oh, my gosh.
And children and duties and Zach Jackson and the super clog. It was... a severe clog. Super clog, Monica. I mean, I had to
enough
plunge.
Enough for you to become so angry.
Over and over and over again. Plunge, plunge, plunge. And then I flush, still stuck.
Yeah.
Sit there again. Plunge, plunge. And again, I will candy coat this as much as I can, but it was gross.
Ugh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because then the situation that was trapped becomes the plunged up mass of sadness.
Yeah.
Over and over.
And they probably hear you and know dad's struggling, but we're just going
to
keep on.
Oh, they have no reaction to it. Both of them are just enjoying their time on their iPads. Hey, can I have a snack? I'm like, you have done this. You're the one who did this.
So what happened with your hissy fit? Did you just walk out and start crying?
Finally.
Finally
unclogged that stupid thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, all levels of gross. It's one of those ones the whole time you're just going,
why?
I just wanted to be like taking a nap, and instead I'm dealing with that
like
over and over again.
Were they in the kitchen just sitting there, and then you just walked in with the plunger?
Just having a grand old time, and I came out after it was all over. I said, pee only!
This is now a pee-only toilet. No
My
one is
what?
To do anything else in this toilet. This is a number one toilet, and that's it.
You gotta lay the law down.
Yeah, they defy the law. They're a bunch of lawbreakers.
They're not gonna listen to you, Dad.
No, they're not. They never do.
Well, get the plunger ready.
That's it. Stick that thing on my head and just walk around like an idiot. That's all. Top moments of the week. Monica Brooks' hot list is next.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
It's no good. Wendy Williams, she is back and she is lighting it up. Lighting up the scene.
Yeah. Which is what she does.
Yeah, that's her show. Her show, she talks about celebrities and she gives her opinion on different situations. Well, she started talking about Howard Stern, and I did watch Wendy, the episode where she mentioned Howard Stern and how he's gone Hollywood and lost his edge. Well, that got back to Howard pretty quick.
Yep.
Quickly.
He spent a solid 45 minutes trying to polish his edge.
But he is very mad about it. He called her a jealous B word. He said, "You are nobody to me. You'll never be me, Wendy. You don't have my wit and you don't have my talent. You're a fly."
Now, I would agree with that. I mean, he definitely has the wit and the talent over her. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. But I would also argue on her side that if she was nobody to him, he wouldn't have talked about it in the first place. You know, there's kind of that whole thing.
I was like, I think he's so angry because, well, she's kind of right about it.
She might be.
She's a little right. And there's nothing wrong with it.
I want to go Hollywood. I'm cool with that.
He's going Hollywood. I don't think that's really an insult because he's still Howard Stern.
Guys, I'm going to level with all of you right here, and we are going to do our best to take the whole family with us. But Monica and I are just waiting for the day to sell out. I mean, we are more than happy to sell out. We'll sell out to the man. I don't care.
But this has really ticked Howard off. So he's been going on a rant. And you know what? Yeah. Wendy is like, don't care. Moving on.
Yeah, the fact that she squashed it, though, because she tweeted back and said, so excited for Howard's new book, I'm going to buy it. And that's kind of the end that way.
That
if she dives back in, she kind of gets the last word.
But I don't even think she cares that much. She was just giving her opinion, and he just, woo.
But just remember,
he was mad.
Howard Stern, if you're listening, and I know you're not, but
you never know.
We thought maybe Wendy Williams got the upper hand in that argument. So if you would like to just eviscerate us for a half hour on your show, more than happy to.
We're right here.
Yep. K92MorningThing.com, K92MorningThing on YouTube. Please.
We don't care. Just come on.
If you're a fan of the Howard Stern Show, go ahead and let him know. We're the worst.
We don't care at all. Yep. Like Ben Affleck, he doesn't care that he has a massive tattoo on his back.
That's so bad.
And I know he has this big Phoenix back tattoo. And he was on Ellen yesterday, and he says, I don't care. He said, I love my tattoo. I'm happy with it.
Good for him.
And that is good, because, I mean, it's his back.
I think most of us are still convinced that was for a movie, and he forgot to wash it off
Ed Sheeran, does he have a big lion on his chest, or was that a joke?
I can't remember now.
I can't remember. Was that real?
I can't remember if that was a joke or not.
I think it was real.
I don't know.
We can text in to 52353, because I can't remember if Ed Sheeran, we talked about him getting a tattoo of a big lion on his chest.
And I think it was a joke. I don't know. I got a big tattoo of Ed Sheeran on my chest.
You should do that. You would go viral.
That one was real. And I did get Thug Life, but that was just a henna tattoo. So.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That one went away. Friday thing, baby! Fun weekend downtown. Mm-hmm. Fun weekend at your house. Fun weekend in your pants. Whatever it is. It's all good. Just be careful if you drive. And, of course, don't drink and drive.
No.
And also, Monica, don't hit octopuses while you drive.
An octopus. How does that even happen?
These are all great questions. Have you ever randomly hit something with your car? 52353. Feel free to text. It just made me laugh. This is a fork you leftover. Fork you to my iPhone's autocorrect. My daughter posted on Instagram something about slapping her sister in a Hobby Lobby or whatever, she was joking around. And the mom wanted to comment, Lexi, because that's her name. Well, autocorrect made her post lesbian.
Oh.
Nope.
Autocorrect will get you all the time.
Oh, my God. And she didn't catch it before the friends did. And her daughter still has her blocked on Instagram because
she blocked her mom.
Yep.
Oh, dang. What happens?
Yeah, this dude claims, there was a dude in the UK, the vehicle landed upside down in a ditch. Police suspected he was driving under the influence of something. He said, no, officer, I'm fine. I had just swerved because there was an octopus in the road.
Yep.
I should point out.
That's a problem.
Well, yeah, because octopuses, and I'm going to keep saying it that way because it's fun, they live in the ocean. I don't know if you knew this, Monica.
I had no idea.
And this road, roads live on land.
Mm-hmm.
This road was 3 miles from water, so that's kind of, you know, there was no octopuses to be found either.
No.
I don't think so. But you never know. You can hit a lot of things randomly with your car. I had a friend, whole car, total turkey.
What, a turkey did all that damage?
Turkey on a bridge.
What?
Which I think it's a country song, Turkey on a Bridge.
It does sound like
a
country
Florida
song.
Georgia Line does it. Turkey on a bridge, turkey on a bridge.
He wrecked his car.
Yeah. He was driving and the turkey kind of flew up out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from, but it crashed into his windshield.
Oh.
And just destroyed the entire car.
Dead.
Totaled.
Did he at least get to, you know,
oh,
have a turkey
dinner?
Here
we go.
I don't know.
Do you want to eat the turkey that has road and glass all over it?
Got to cook it real hard.
I feel like you want to just no. as some sort of revenge.
As a message.
Yeah, that is a message to the rest of you car ruining turkeys.
That sucks.
Does suck.
Ugh.
But sometimes this you hit random right. things to the car, don't you, Monica? I'm sure you've hit many. Because I don't have a whole lot to go on with this. I just thought the octopus thing was cool. And then I knew, I'm like, well, Monica's
hit a lot of
things.
That 1 year where it sucked where I was leaving for work and I backed one car into the other car.
Oh,
you remember that
yeah.
morning? That morning sucked.
I have that fear all the time that I'm going to do that because we park side by side in my driveway.
And it could happen
and
so easily.
It angles to one. Yep. And I know it's just going to be that one
early
careless
in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Too early.
We leave early. And you figure, okay, well, this is my driveway. What could yep. be in the way but another car?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of those times, too, where I sit here and I sit back and I make fun of Monica for backing into other cars and everything.
So I hope that doesn't happen to you.
But you backed one car into the other
sure
car.
Sure did.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then I waited because I know Jared was like, what happened to the car? Well, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened to the car.
Womp womp. It's the most random thing. I had to go to a wedding rehearsal dinner one time and you had to park in a field and I ended up getting all of a sudden flat tire. I somehow had run over a car antenna that had stabbed into the side of
That's
my tire.
Weird.
Like, where does a car antenna just show up? Like, why is that
someone
anywhere?
Someone planted there for you to
I
run
don't
over?
No. Who even has a car antenna anymore? Jeez.
It's time to play the No Name Movie Game.
No Name Movie Game.
Yeah, yours.
So it's movies with no names.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
You don't have to fake excitement. That's
no.
fine. We're going to team up with somebody. We have Pat and we have Jason. And me and Monica will have our partners. And we will try to win. So we describe movies. We have 60 seconds to as many as we can.
You got to know movies to win this game, to have any kind of chance. So, and I talked to our contestants. They said they know movies.
And then, because we can't do any names. So we have to talk about things that happened in the movie or whatever. So let's get Pat in here first. Good morning, Pat.
Hi.
All right, Pat, would you like to team up with Monica or Zach today?
Monica.
Okay, Pat and Monica will go first. Hang tight. And that means, Jason, you and I are going to win. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right, fantastic.
Confident.
All right, good. I am confident, too.
All right.
Which is usually a bad sign because it makes Monica try. And I don't. I'm going to do my best, though, Jason. Monica's going to go first. She'll have 60 seconds. Let's get Pat back in here. Pat, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the last movie you saw, Pat?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay, fair. It's the last movie I saw, too.
Yeah.
Pat, did you like it?
Yes.
Did you think it was like the greatest movie ever in the history of everything, or did you think it was perfectly okay?
It was okay.
Yeah, see, I'm with you, Pat. I thought it was pretty good.
Good job.
It wasn't bad, but it was fine.
It was decent.
Yeah.
All right.
See, he did a good job imitating Freddie Mercury. That's what I always say. Anyway, 60 seconds here in the game. Monica has a list that has been provided by me.
Okay.
And she can go now.
She was a hooker. She got with this guy.
Pretty Woman.
Yep.
All right. They're businessmen, but at the same time, they're criminals. They it's a group of them. They
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, not that one.
Lower. On the
Ocean's 10. Ocean's 12.
Oh, no. Go lower. Lower.
Ocean's 9.
No.
Ocean's 8.
Okay, there you go. All right, so he's macho. He has a lot of plastic surgery on his face, and he likes to just be a strong dude in the jungle, I do believe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, he's in the jungle.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, the other. His friend. His friend with the plastic surgery that's always jumping up and down.
All right, so
family, animated movie. They are in tight outfits, and they're like, hey, the baby's crazy. The
Incredible.
Yep. All right. Okay, so you're stupid, and then you're really stupid.
Dumb Dumber.
All right, right. So pew, 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 he's shooting up the walls. Pew, jumping up and down. He's a little guy, and he's been bitten by something, and he's now a superhero.
Pass.
Okay. Oh. Sorry. And that was not specifically Spider-Man, but it was the Into the Spider-Verse one. But you didn't get it anyway, so it doesn't matter. You got four. The other one that you missed of the man jumping around in his plastic surgery, Rambo is what Monica was referring to.
Should have known that.
And she did kind of screw you on Ocean's 8 because that's the one with the women, Monica.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I forgot.
It's not a bunch of businessmen.
Yeah. It's like Ocean's one of them. I can't remember
the Ocean's something. But hey, she kept going down the line until she got it.
Yeah.
Pat, hang on. The number to beat is four, okay? Hold tight. Let's get Jason in here. All right, Jason. You ready?
I'm ready.
I think we can do this. The number to all we have to do is get four because the way this game works, when you go second, you just have to tie. Tie wins.
All right, we got this.
I think we can do this, unless Monica's list is awful, because sometimes that happens. She puts movies on there, aren't even movies. You can pass. If you don't know, our 60 seconds starts now. It's an animal that breathes fire, and he's sort of the...
How to Train My Dragon.
Yes, yes. It's a pew, pew, pew. And he shoots out the web and climbs the buildings.
Spider-Man.
Yes. He talks like this. And it's
Liam Neeson.
No, not light, but he's a superhero. He's got a mobile.
Oh, Batman.
Yeah, but he's referred to as
like the Dark Knight.
Yes. Okay. They play music. It's a color that's in the title, and they're siblings. We're on a mission from Gad. That's what it is. Let's see. It's the parents. And the it's very awkward because the dad is super intense. It's the wife's, and it's the little babies, and you get to
meet the Parkers.
Yes. Let's see. That's not a movie. It's the one that's out right now. She's the superhero girl. That one.
Captain Marvel.
Yes. I think I'm awful tired, boss.
Green
Mile.
Well, you're supposed to keep track of them, Monica.
I was really into what you were saying.
Captain Marvel, Meet the Fockers, Dark Knight, Spider-Man, and How to Train Your Dragon. That is five. You are correct. Jason, you are the winner. You're supposed to keep score.
I know, and I was just like into the game for a minute there. I know. All right, so you won a family four-pack of tickets to WWE Live, which is going on April the 1st at the Berglund Center. You can get your tickets now at theberglundcenter.com.
Okay, and now, and the one we missed was Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
That's we're on a mission from Gad, that one.
Yep.
But anyway, it doesn't matter. We won.
You won.
So thank you, Pat. Too bad, so sad. But congratulations to Jason. Pat, hang on. We'll get you a little something. But Jason, you're good to go.
You're hearing Monica.
But now I'm wondering, is it weird to ride with a blanket?
And Zach.
So this rage yoga combines yoga, profanity, and beer.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Thang in the house. Awesome foursome on the way. Four throwback songs. Running through you at the text 52353. So many random things that people have hit with their cars, Monica.
Mm.
Here's someone. So DJ, in 6 months, he hit two doves at the same time, an owl and a kitten.
Good gosh.
An owl! He hasn't hit anything. He had never hit anything before and hasn't hit anything since. That's 6 months of just insanity.
Yeah.
He's also not the only person to text in who hit an owl.
What's going on?
What are these owls doing?
He's hanging out in the road?
There's another
flying
one.
Up in a row.
Ginger was driving down the interstate. Piece of metal flew off the truck in front of her, took off her passenger side mirror, and slid all the way down the side of her car.
Ooh.
Chad was on 81, hit a rocking chair.
Grandma
was not in the rocking chair, Monica.
Good. Grandma's safe, but grandma's rocking chair.
I guess. Well, someone left it there. Or somebody hit a garden hoe. Just randomly sit in the middle of 581. Had to replace a tire and a wheel.
Stuff like that in the road. That's scary.
You know, at least if nothing else, you can always tell the story of how you once hit a hoe with your car. And then you can elaborate from there.
There you go.
Yeah, I own that one. Turkey. This person hit a chicken, a turkey, and a peacock. How do you hit a peacock? Where does a peacock come from?
Maybe like one of the country roads where it's just like always.
I don't know. Who knew there was a roving gang of peacocks running around, but there is.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Monica, I shall do my best to blow your mind this morning.
Okay.
I feel like the story right out of the gates is just, this is shock and awe right here on every single level. Woman cuts off her own hand to collect insurance money.
What? That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Just cut off her whole hand to try to get insurance money. Slovenia. I guess life is that bad there. 21 years old. Helped by relatives. They tried to get 400,000 euros in insurance payments.
So what did they do? Like draw straws? She was the one that came up?
I don't know. They claimed the story. We're out cutting tree branches and my hand got cut off. And then they left the hand behind when they brought her to the hospital to ensure that, you know.
They would put it back on.
Yeah, well, guess what? They went and got the hand, and doctors were sadly able to reattach the hand. Is that bad news? I don't know.
That's great. I mean, yeah. She's probably like, man, that wasn't the plan.
Yeah. The whole family was in on this because they had signed insurance contracts with 5 different insurance companies.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, and then we'll cut your hand off.
And it sounds like she was the one that pulled the short straw.
I feel like you have a cousin somewhere that would come up with a harebrained scheme like that.
What?
Like, check it.
Cut the hands?
We'll cut somebody's hand off.
I think we like our hands. Everyone, for the most part, you like your
But
your
what
limbs.
If you just line up everybody in the family and figure who has the ugliest hands?
Oh, no.
And that's the person that just, they have to make the sacrifice.
So that's what she did.
Well, you get the reward with, you think of it this way, with all of the money that you get. Amazing robot hand.
Doesn't she go to jail? Does she go to jail or does she have to wait for her hand to heal?
You know, Slovenia, not sure how the justice works there. I couldn't tell you this one. This story it's a wild one with a twist because people get very passionate about their social media, their YouTube, whatever. YouTuber Kyle Long finds out that his YouTube channel has been deleted.
What?
It's gone.
Where'd it go?
He is furious. And as someone who's had to deal with YouTube customer service in the past, there isn't any, I can tell you that much. Or it's sit around and wait for a month and hope that they, you know, let you out of YouTube purgatory, which we were allowed out of YouTube purgatory. K92 Morning Thang on YouTube. Kyle, not so lucky. He is furious and he decides, now he lives in Maine. And he says, I am going to go to the YouTube office and get some answers. The YouTube office is in California, okay? San Francisco, that area. He was arrested. He drove all the way from Maine to California. And there is a twist to this story at the end, so get ready for it. Drives all the way from Maine to California. This is a former military guy, so now this is getting real scary. 3 baseball bats in his vehicle, and he has very angry intentions. There's no mention of guns on here, but still, this is enough that somebody in Iowa realized that this was that something was going on. He vandalized a public restroom, and they heard him talking about stuff. So he, when police finally stopped him, said, I'm going to YouTube because they deleted my channel.
That's serious.
Okay. Well, guess what?
Seriously angry.
They did not delete his channel. His wife did.
Oh.
Yep. His wife deleted his channel and he had no idea.
It's all that anger and rage.
Oh, this guy also went to jail for 5 years for manslaughter. So there's extra scary.
Well, that is very
so thankfully
terrifying.
Stopped. And you know, you think his wife could have maybe said, no, I deleted it.
Well, he was once in jail for manslaughter.
I was done. I guess. So yeah.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.